This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Friday, January 6th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. As has been reported extensively, medical facilities are having difficulties keeping up with the rise in respiratory illnesses on the North Olympic Peninsula. According to the Peninsula Daily News, the latest casualties are three Clallam County residents who died from influenza over the past week, possibly due to an inability to transfer them to a higher level of care in Seattle hospitals, according to Dr. Allison Berry, health officer for Clallam and Jefferson counties. The three deaths were among five total in the week from respiratory viruses. The other two were from COVID-19, both in Clallam County. Berry said, "We are having trouble finding ICU beds for very sick adults, which looks like it played into some of these recent flu deaths. We can see in their charts that there were attempts to transfer them to Seattle hospitals, but there were no beds available. If we reach a point where we can't get someone out of our local hospital, it is because there is no place for them to go." Seattle area hospitals have reported being above capacity last month. Influenza had claimed the lives of 93 people in the state as of Tuesday this flu season, Berry said. Seven of those were Clallam County residents. Out of 347 patients tested from December 27, 2022 to January 2, 2023, 30 of the influenza tests done at Jefferson Healthcare were positive. Additionally, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, cases continue to be seen in Jefferson County. The PT Leader reports that a new trial date has been set for the Port Ludlow teenager accused of stabbing his father to death on November 28, 2022. Jason L. Carpenter, 18, has been charged with second-degree murder in Jefferson County Superior Court. During a court appearance Friday, defense attorney Lillian Powers asked the court to reset the dates for Carpenter's upcoming court hearings. Carpenter, who remains in custody without bail in the Jefferson County Jail, waived his right to a speedy trial. His trial had earlier been set to begin this coming Monday, January 9th. Judge Keith Harper agreed with the request and set a new trial date of February 27th through March 2nd. Carpenter entered a pleading of not guilty during his arraignment December 2nd. The Leader reports that Carpenter's mother has said that her son had ongoing mental health issues and rage incidents, and that he had been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder and impulsive behavior. The City of Port Townsend will host Public Open House Number 1 to gather community feedback on the Port Townsend Golf Course and Mountain View Commons concept planning effort on Wednesday, January 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Fort Warden Commons. Information on registration is available on the city website. An online version of the open house will be held the following day, Thursday, January 12th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. The online link is available on the city's website. This planning effort began in early 2020 following the development of the parks, recreation, and open space plan, and the intention of this open house is to involve the community in exploring the many possibilities for the property, from low-income housing to the continuation of using the property as a golf course. The Port Townsend City Council passed Resolution 23002 on Tuesday for authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement with the Washington State Department of Transportation to administer street and non-motorized improvements to Kearney Street. This means an oval-shaped roundabout, designs of which have been in the works for a while. The improvements will include the right-turn road from Kearney onto Sims in front of Chase Bank being converted to a bike lane and the addition of a rain garden on the west side of Kearney. The project involves a collaboration with Washington State DOT and is estimated to cost $551,400, with construction to begin sometime in April or May. Closures and detours are to be expected. Due to the changeable weather and tides, ferry crossings are subject to cancellations. Please check the Washington State Department of Transportation website, wsdot.com, for schedule updates. The link is in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.